Hey, Barbara, Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder here on WGRR. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I wrote you an email yesterday about our floors. We have hardwood floors that have been put in. We just built a brand new home. We put in cherry wood hardwood floors. They are the Brazilian cherry.
Yes.
And they are
pre-finished.
So anyway, my husband's going to take notes as you talk.
Oh, that's fine. Well, and you don't have to, by the way.
Oh.
You don't have to take notes at all, and I'll tell you why. Because in about 3 hours from now, this conversation is going to be on the internet for the whole world to hear.
Oh, my.
It's at my website. If you go to the askthebuilder.com, and on the left-hand column, you click radio shows, and then you'll see 2005, then you'll see August. Bingo. It'll be right there.
Okay.
So just relax and listen. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, do you want to?
Yeah. Here we go. I remember the problem. You have this newer house that's being built, and the wood flooring was installed, and the wood flooring swelled up, and it was all humpy and bumpy. Is that the best
Absolutely.
Way to describe it?
Tripping over it.
Okay.
Over it.
Here's what happened. I have quite a few hardwood flooring columns on the website now, and the mistake that was made is that there could be two primary mistakes I think happened in right out of the bat. Number one, the weather has been so – you live on the East Coast, right?
Yes, in Virginia.
In Virginia. And it's been really, really hot and humid this building season, hasn't it?
Right.
Okay. The wood, the framing lumber that's used to build your house – was just all swollen. You know, imagine hitting your thumb with a hammer and how swollen your thumb gets.
Mm-hmm.
Wood does the same thing, even the framing lumber. The fact that as we build homes, we introduce tremendous amounts of water into the system. There's all kinds of water that's in the drywall finishing compounds. There's water in the latex paints, you know. Think of all the water that is introduced in a house.
Okay.
If the house is built on what we call a fast track, where it's just like, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. I mean, just the guys are just cranking out this house. And they don't let the house dry before they start to put in finished materials. What happens is, you can have all kinds of shrinkage and contraction and even expansion issues. Mm-hmm. And then, I've even seen this. I've seen houses where the builder is trying to save money, that you go into the house, it's hot, it's humid. I mean, it feels like a sauna in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the workers show up to start to finish things. I don't care if they're putting in wood trim, doors, built-in cabinetry, hardwood floors. And they may not even turn on the air conditioner.
We didn't even have air condition in the house.
There you go. Okay. I mean,
I
was waiting to say that because I wanted to see what you were going to say. Okay.
Right.
So now you've got this sauna going on. I mean, and if the hardwood was delivered to the job site,
right,
and it had acclimated to a lower humidity, see what I mean? And now they put the hardwood in and they make it nice and tight and it looks great, but the hardwood's going, wow, man, it's humid here. Woo! We got to expand, and it starts to expand, and it's got no place to go but up.
Okay.
And that's what happened. So
right.
what should have happened? Here's what should have happened. 30 days. Think of this: 30 days, a month before the hardwood was even delivered, the air conditioner should have been turned on. And
not
I mean,
at all.
And it should have run for 12 hours a day. I mean, they should have cranked that air conditioner down to 70 degrees or 72 and tried to extract all that humidity out of the air.
Okay,
so that's the first thing that should have been done. Now, and then you have to test the actual subflooring. In other words, you put a moisture meter into the subflooring and see what kind of readings you're getting.
The subfloor is particle board over a partially finished basement with about a third crawl space. Okay,
well, does the crawl space have a vapor retarder in it? In other words, over the soil, is there a high-performance vapor retarder over the soil in the crawl space?
It has black plastic.
Okay, well, that's good. It may or may not be a high-performance, but at least it's a vapor retarder. Okay. All right, so we just need to stop any vapor that's coming up through the soil. But the point is that the wood subfloor is fine, but you just got to make sure that its moisture content is down around 12 to 14%.
Okay.
All right. So that's the second step. In other words, it's like if I was there, I would have taken readings thinking, okay, the subfloor is dry enough. All right. So now we know that the inside humidity is low. The hardwood is dry.
Right.
So then they bring the hardwood floor, the Brazilian cherry, okay?
Right.
They bring it, and they go away. You say, thanks for delivering the hardwood floor.
Right.
We'll see you guys in about a week. Hear me? A week. You leave the hardwood flooring at the house in the room where it's supposed to be installed, not out in the garage.
Right.
In other
That's
words,
where we did put it. Uh-huh.
Okay. But it's got to be broken apart out of the boxes or the bundles, and it's got to acclimate.
Okay.
See what I mean? The wood's
yeah.
got to just get it's got to get yeah. used to the humidity and the temperature in the house.
Okay.
Okay, and then once it acclimates for a week, then you can install it.
Okay.
And if all those steps would have been followed, you wouldn't be on the phone right now.
Right.
It would be perfect.
Okay, and now what's happening is our floors now are pulled up and we have plywood all over our house. We have just moved in, as you know, and now we're putting our furniture out of, into all the other rooms. We have plywood all over the house instead of the wood floor.
Right. Well, you're just going to have to do it the way I just told you.
Exactly.
You're going to have to get
yeah.
you're going to have to follow all those steps, and then when you put and also there's two or three great associations. I mean, I've got them listed on my website. You know, like the Hardwood Flooring Manufacturers Association,
okay.
you know, hardwood.org. Go there. They've got volumes of information as
okay.
to exactly how to install this flooring.
Okay. Okay.
And it was just an, it was a you've got too much water in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask one quick question here. My wife mentioned that we have plywood on the floor, but
yes.
What happened is we have the wood has been removed, the flooring has been removed. The contractor then came in and laid down sheet plastic, then put 1/8-inch plywood over that, and on top of that, he plans on putting the flooring in. Now, is that something that should be done or should not be done?
Well, I would have never put the plastic down. It's not going to make a difference in the long run, because what's going to happen is once you have the temperature and the humidity in the house constant,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty much going to stay that way year-round. You know, because when the wintertime comes,
yes,
you
right.
better have a humidifier on your system so that you keep the humidity up so where you're not getting zotted every time you walk across a carpet. You know what I mean?
Right. Because
in the wintertime, if you don't have humidity in the house, then you're going to get shrinkage, you know, because the hardwood floor is going to go, gosh, where's all the water at?
Okay.
Okay, so the piece of plastic should have never been put down. He was kind of on the right track, but he didn't investigate it. He doesn't know what he's doing. But
okay.
it's not going to hurt anything. At this point, you have to scientifically attack this, and you're not going to install the flooring until the moisture content of that subfloor is exactly where it's supposed to be. And you're going to get you're going to buy a moisture meter, and you're going to follow the directions given to you by those two associations.
Is there any truth in that Brazilian cherry light has a tendency to warp anyway? So therefore,
No. And also, that may not be a hardwood that you have. You know, they're calling things, some of these importers are calling things hardwoods and Brazilian cherries, and they're not really cherry.
Okay.
That they're just they're, and you're going to find that information out at those association
okay.
websites.
Okay.
There's a lot of hocus pocus going on out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But no,
well,
once that wood acclimates, it's going to be fine.
Well,
you're
going to
be okay.
Yeah.
You just
got to
put it in right. Okay?
Oh, boy, and how do we make sure that it's put in right?
Well, because you're going to follow the directions I just told you,
okay,
and you're going to get the written directions from the Hardwood Flooring Associations, and you're going to be there.
Okay.
And you're going to say, this is how we're going to do it. It's you're in charge, and it's
yes.
your money.
That's right.
All right, Barbara, I got to run.
Thank you so much, Tim.
All right, thanks for
Bye-bye.
Calling.